Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Harvey Weinstein has had his bail revoked and has been taken to jail after he was convicted today of two of the five counts against him. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond was in the Manhattan criminal courtroom as the verdicts were read. Marla, spell it out for us. Harvey Weinstein found guilty of what and not guilty of what?
Well, after 4.5 days of deliberations and taking the weekend off, the jury came back and rapidly revealed that they had reached a verdict guilty on a count of forcible sex and rape in the third degree. The charges were based on claims dating back to 2006 from producer Miriam Haley and in 2012 against aspiring actress Jessica Mann. A man claimed that Weinstein raped her in a Manhattan hotel room, and the jury believed half of her story, at least. They convicted Weinstein on rape in the third degree. As far as the charges relating to Mimi Haley, she said that Weinstein forced oral sex on her in his apartment in Soho, and the jury found him guilty of that. Weinstein was acquitted of two of the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault. Both of those charges carried life sentences, a life term in prison. And so his defense attorney, Arthur Idala, said that they were happy about that, but still they will appeal the verdicts in the two convictions.
What was Harvey Weinstein's demeanor as the verdicts were read?
Well, it was hard to see him. I was sitting maybe 9 rows back, and of course, his back is facing me. But I will say that when he was made to get up, he was handcuffed. He had to be helped up by two guards in the courtroom, and he did appear stiff, almost stunned. And we did speak to Arthur Idala outside the courtroom. He said he was sitting next to Weinstein, and Weinstein kept saying, "I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't rape these women." So it was a stunner for Weinstein and also for his attorneys, obviously. Although he escaped the predatory sexual assault charge, he did not escape the other two charges. And those charges carry a 4 to 25 year prison term. Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th.
You covered the entire trial, Marla. You heard testimony from several women who claimed Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted them. Is this vindication for those women?
Well, the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, certainly thinks so. He called this a new day for survivors of sexual assault, saying that the case was a complicated one, but it showed that rape is rape and sexual assault is sexual assault, whether it happened a day ago or many years back, whether you have evidence or you don't, whether the attacker is indigent or a wealthy person like Harvey Weinstein. There were several tweets that were issued after the verdict from women who have been involved in the Me Too movement, and they said that, yes, this was vindication. After all, Harvey Weinstein will be going to prison. He also faces charges in Los Angeles, two women accusing him of sexual assault there in 2013. So overall, yes, a victory for women who sparked the Me Too movement. This was the trial that, of course, was a referendum on that movement, and the women who came forward with the sexual assault allegations against Weinstein did indeed get their day in court.
All right. Thank you, Marla. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.